When little Madsen's house was blown away. A terrible storm swept over the city by the cliff. It pulled off roofs, tore out windows, and shook the trees. All the people stayed inside. The storm tore at little Madsen's house the most because it was right on the edge of the cliff. It loosened the house and blew it over the gorge. Oh, goodness, little Madsen thought. I wonder where I'll end up. Little Madsen's house landed on the top of the high mountain, which was called Broken Bone Mountain. When the storm was over and people came out of their houses, they realized that little Madsen's house was missing. Heavens, they said, little Madsen's house has blown away. We're never going to see him again. I'm up here, little Madsen shouted. Oh, people said, little Madsen? Oh my, look at that. He has blown to the top of Broken Bone Mountain. The city's general, General Kaboom, decided what to do. General Kaboom said that the most important thing is to make sure that little Madsen has something to eat. So they set up the city's cannon. They put a harpoon in the cannon and tied a long rope to it. Then they tied a ham to the rope. 1, 2, 3. Fire! General Kaboom shouted. Boom! The harpoon flew all the way to Broken Bone Mountain and hit exactly where it should, so little Madsen could reach the ham from his window. And the people of the city used the rope to send potatoes and gravy to little Madsen, and bread and butter and eggs and everything else he might need. Everybody agreed that little Madsen needed many things, since he was sitting up there all alone. Maya knitted pot holders for little Madsen.
Pot holders are always good to have, she said.
And the blacksmith forged a horseshoe for little Madsen.
You can never have enough good horseshoes, he said.
And little Madsen used the wheel to pull the pot holders and the horseshoe up to the window. And General Kaboom sent his sword. He said,
it is a very good sword.
The shoemaker sent a pair of shoes, the butcher sent sausages, the baker sent bread, and the florist sent flowers. Little Matthias sent a teddy bear, and George Van sent his tuba. Willie built a model airplane for little Madsen. Freddy Fat made sausages for little Madsen on his special sausage machine, which he had invented all by himself. And the poet of the city, Abe Linden, wrote a poem for little Madsen. Everybody gave something to little Madsen. Still no one in the city slept well that night. The thought of little Madsen all alone on the top of Broken Bone Mountain while everyone else in the city was having a good time was unbearable. Next morning the city people went over to the mayor, whose name was Mayor Brown. They said, Mayor, it is unbearable that little Madsen is all alone on the top of the mountain. Mayor Brown was a sensible man. He was very much aware that it was indeed unbearable. He gathered 4 of the strongest and bravest men of the city. They said,
Mayor, we will save little Madsen from the Broken Bone Mountain, even if it's the last thing we do.
And then the strongest and bravest men started to climb Broken Bone Mountain. Everyone in the city was watching. The four strongest and bravest men got higher and higher up Broken Bone Mountain. And little Madsen was sitting quietly, waiting to be rescued. But then something happened that no one expected. Perhaps it was because all the things that were hoisted to little Madsen's house had made it heavier. Or it was because Broken Bone Mountain started to melt. Or perhaps it was because little Madsen sneezed.
Achoo! Boing!
Little Madsen's house slipped from Broken Bone Mountain right back to the place it used to be in the city. You can be sure that all the people in the city were happy. The four strongest and bravest men had to climb back down again. But still, they each received a medal because they had climbed all the way to the top of Broken Bone Mountain. The city put a brass plaque at the foot of the mountain which said, "Last Wednesday, our city's strongest and bravest men climbed to the top of Broken Bone Mountain to save Little Madsen." And Little Madsen received a medal for being so brave and sitting all alone on the top of Broken Bone Mountain without being scared or starting to cry. And his little dog, Luffy, received a medal too for being so nice. Then they had a big party, and they ate all the ham they had hoisted up to Little Madsen. The general made a speech about how good it is to have a cannon, and the mayor made a speech on how good a mayor he was. And then everyone toasted Little Madsen and had a great time. And you know what? The exact same thing happened the next year. The end.